Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the very first episode of Unapologetically Living Podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're listening to me on podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for taking your time to listen and watch me on my very first episode, Unapologetically Living. First things first, I gotta take time to say thank you to my family, to my friends. It was a long journey to get here, y'all. Thank you. To my amazing husband and son, thank you for all y'all love and support. I was determined to get this podcast and YouTube out. Yes, because I know it's so many other people that feel the way I feel. Living a conventional, safe lifestyle is just not conducive to your happiness, to your joy. Okay, let's get into things. My disclaimer, I know everyone hates disclaimers, but they're so needed. First things first, I am not a psychologist. I am not a psychiatrist. I did take psychology courses in undergrad, but no, not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. Also, I am not a pastor, I am not a minister, never ordained. However, what I am is a woman of color that has experienced a lot of different trials and tribulations, as well as ups, as well as blessings, challenges that I would like to share with you as we go through this podcast. As you watch me on YouTube, we're going to unpack. We're gonna talk about life. We're gonna talk about living unapologetically. Stop apologizing for being who you want to be, for living your best life. I just recently started living my best life. I want to say within the past like 7 years. Yeah, 7 years I can say I've been living my best life. And recently, the past 3 to 4 years have been off the chain, have been simply amazing. I wake up so much more happier. So let's get into some things now, and we're gonna start this off. Okay, first things first, we're gonna talk about relocation. We're gonna do it in two parts. The second part is I'm gonna have some guests on, but for this first part, it's just gonna be us. We're gonna talk about relocation. Did you know, I did some research. Did you know that at least 15 to 20% of people only relocate, not say only, but no, they relocate out of the state, and normally not a neighboring state. Did you know that 80% of most people move to a neighboring city? I know, that's crazy, right? Yeah. Did you know that, yes, 80% of most people only move to like the neighboring city or neighboring state. Only 15, 20% of people actually move to a state like in a different region or at least a little bit further than the neighboring state. That's insane. But however, did you know relocation is very popular? But it's a lot of people scared to relocate. Why? Because they are afraid of what their families and friends are going to say. Everyone thinks that you have to relocate only for your job, only for school. But what happens when you want to relocate because you're tired of living the same basic, convenient life? I call it the safe life. You go to the same places. You see the same things with the same people. And day after day, you're supposed to find happiness and is living the same life that you live day after day, month after month, year after year. Nothing exciting. You may go on 2, maybe 3 vacations a year, but it's only for 3 or 4 days at the most. And you're back to that same lifestyle. And you're scared to take that step of faith and say, hey, what would it be like if I move across to another state in a different region with no family and no friends? And get a new job there. It could be in the same industry. It could be in a different industry. Hey, I might even start a business when I get there. But no, I'm afraid of what my family's going to say. I'm afraid of what my friends are going to think. You want to know how I know? Because my husband and our son, we did it. We moved more than 2,000 miles away with no family and no friends. We quit our jobs. Our jobs that we were on for 10, 11 years. and say, guess what? We want to level up. We want to see what life is like on a different region of the world. We've been living in the same region all our lives. We did the whole thing, moved to the suburbs in the same city. We just moved to the suburbs. We tried moving to the neighboring state. We did that for years. We was like, okay, enough is enough now. Let's try a whole nother region. Let's jump. Yeah, that's right. Let's jump. And guess what? It worked. Now, don't get me wrong. I do know that, you know, there's not everyone doesn't have a successful relocation story. Some people do have bumps in the road. But a lot of times, a lot of those bumps in the road is because they didn't plan, they didn't prepare. We prepared for at least one whole full year before we actually relocated. That's right. I tell people, do your research. When you want to relocate, go to the city, go to the state that you want to relocate to. Don't just take what you see online. Just don't take what someone told you from online or your friend or your neighbor that visited on vacation for 3 or 4 days. No. Actually plan time to go. Stay at least a week or more. And actually go into the different areas that you want to move into. Go into the grocery stores, the supermarkets. Ask people, talk to them, ask questions about the school system in the area. Do they like the school system in the area? Are their kids succeeding in that school district? Actually go around to the different jobs. See if there's a good job market in that city. Is it a good job market in that state? Also check out the opportunities. You might want to become an entrepreneur when you move. Check out to see what type of programs they have for entrepreneurs. Even if you want to change your field, see what opportunities they offer. You can't get all that stuff just online. I know it's 2020. I know everything is virtual, but some things you have to still actually do the actual footwork. I call it boots to the ground. Yes, you have to actually go visit. You actually have to get tangible resources, tangible feedback. Because I do know it's schools right in my state that if you look online right now, they say that they're the best schools in the whole state. But if you get into some of my parent groups, my mom groups, and you talk to parents of students that are in these schools, you talk to educators that are employed at these schools, they in fact will tell you these are not the best schools in the state. But online, there's reviews, there's things on their website stating that they're the best schools in the state. Because you can put anything you want as long as you're paying for their website. So that's why I tell people, if you want to relocate, don't just exit out. Actually plan a vacation and go there for at least a week or more and actually go around and do your research in person. As well as compare it to what you found online. Relocation can build your character. You want to know why? Because you only have you to depend on and whoever you came with. My husband and I, we felt like we was Bonnie and Clyde. We was against the world together. Why? Because it was just us and we had to stick it out. We had no family and friends. If anything went wrong, any obstacles, we had to learn how to jump over it together. When your family and your friends are 2,000 miles away, you build character. You build strength that you didn't even know you had because you don't have that security blanket anymore. You're not at that job anymore that you were at for 10 years, for 15 years, where everyone knows you and you're the top kingpin, queenpin. You may have to come to a city or state and start all over and be the lowest on the totem pole. But guess what? You're grateful for employment. You're grateful that you have income. You can take care of your home and your household and your family. So that builds character when you go from being a queenpin, kingpin on a job for 10, 12, 15 years, and now you come somewhere and you have to be the lowest on the totem pole and humble yourself and just be grateful for having income. Because you know that you're being in a process season. This is just a vehicle while you're on your journey. There's a larger vehicle waiting for you. So this is why I say relocation, it can be very healthy if you take the necessary steps and do your research, actually talk to people actually do your planning, do your budgeting, do your saving. Yes, you may have to cut back. You have to plan for this launch because you need a safe blanket of security. You need to know that you have money, and just in case something happens with your car, just in case something happens with your children, you need to have a little cushion of money. So yeah, I know people that jump up and move a month after deciding, but they have very little savings. And so the first time something happens, they have to move back home. They have to move back to their home state because they didn't plan for obstacles. So yes, you have to budget. You have to plan. Look for resources out there. Look for organizations. Look for community resources that's available in your new city, your new state. This is the reason why I had to birth this podcast. I had to birth this YouTube channel because I knew that it was people that were like me, as well as my husband, that were tired of living this conventional lifestyle. But you're scared of what family and friends are going to say. And so you just hold yourself back. And so you never know what it's like to live in a different city, a different state. Because everyone tells you, oh, why are you leaving? You're going to quit that job? You're gonna leave that relationship. You're gonna leave that marriage. You're gonna leave that house. You're gonna sell that house. One of the books that I read during my time when we were contemplating relocating was Steve Harvey Jump. That's right, Jump by Steve Harvey. Sometimes in life you have to take that jump. When everyone else is telling you, don't do it, you're crazy, I wouldn't leave my job. I wouldn't sell my house. I wouldn't move out of my nice neighborhood. You gotta jump. Another book I read was My Yes Year by Shonda Rhimes. Yes, Shonda Rhimes, My Yes Year. 2017 was my yes year. Yes, I'm gonna move. Yes, I'm gonna quit that job. Yes, I'm gonna start saying yes to myself. I'm going to live my best life unapologetically. When you start living for you and stop living for your family, your friends, your church members, your neighbors, you start living for you, you wake up with a different type of joy in the morning. You go to sleep with a different type of peace in your spirit. So this is why I say relocation is healthy. It's necessary. It may not be for everyone, but I know it's someone out there where this video is tugging at your spirit, because you understand, just like me, that you're tired of living this safe life. You've been on the same job for so many years. You know the job backwards and forward. You could do it when you sleep. You've been living in the same house. You've been in the same apartment, the same neighborhood most of your life. You know everybody there. You go to the same clubs, the same lounges. You go to the same events year after year. You party, you hang out, you study with the same people. You don't feel no sense of newness. You don't have that refreshed feeling, that rejuvenation. Because nothing is new in your life. You're not learning anything new. You're not going anyplace new. You're not around anybody new. Let me tell you something. When you relocate, you got to relearn everything. You don't know where you live. You got to rehearse getting from your job to your home. You got to find a new grocery store. You got to find your way to the mall. You have to find your way to a local, if you want to go for a local lounge. Everything is new to you. You have to find new friends. You're out of your comfort zone completely. Everything that you know that's in your safe zone, in your home state, is totally brand new to you. And this is why I say that unapologetically living is for those people that understand that they've been living their life safe. It's not a healthy life because you're not truly happy. You're just going with the flow. It feels safe. It feels normal because I know everything. I know everyone. But you deep down inside, you're not happy. Because you know, I want to see what life is like somewhere else. But I'm scared. Because I ain't got no family to go with me. I ain't got no friends there. And ain't nobody else I know did it. I'm going to be the first one that's going to step out. Step out, sis. Step out, bro. Yes, be that first one in your family. Be that first friend that say, I love y'all, but I got to go. It's been real, but I got to go, y'all. Because it's a whole life waiting for me. Do you know that it's people already in your new city and they waiting on you? That's right. They are assigned to your life. They are waiting for you. It may be, you may be single your whole 2-3 years in your home state. You can move to a new city, new state, and meet somebody just like that. That person was waiting. That job is waiting on you. That business, the opportunity is lined up in that new city, in that new state. And you still in your old state, doing the same stuff with the same people. When it's a whole life waiting on you, it's a whole list of people waiting on you. If this video, if this podcast resonates in your spirit, you got to be a guest on my show for part two. I'm still taking guests. I have some openings left because it's going to be more than just one guest. Because we're going to talk about this thing. We're going to go get real. We're going to unpack. That's what this unapologetically living is about. We're going to talk about living, y'all. I'm in Texas. We say y'all. Did you know that Texas is one of the top 5 states that people move to, along with California, North Carolina? Yeah, these are some of the top states that people move to. One is because of the weather, warm climate. I'm a little biased. Y'all know I love me some Texas. But yes, you can make the change to move too. Let me know how you're feeling about this. You can leave me a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, you can DM me as well. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me. Or if you just like to send me a private message, you can email me at unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. Again, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, my page is up live on Instagram. You can DM me at unapologeticallyliving_. Unapologetically living without the G _ on Instagram. DM me. Leave me a message on Instagram as well. I check all my messages. What I want you all to do for me is, to the next episode, think about what I said. Are you living a safe lifestyle? Are you really happy? What new have you did? What have you learned new? What have you seen new? Who have you been around new? Because new people bring new experiences. They bring new energy. New cities, new states. They bring new spirits. So what I want you all to do for me is create your own opportunities. Make your own memories and live your best life unapologetically. I'll be back later on this week and we're going to talk about this some more. I'm out, y'all.
Fearless is not the absence of fear. It's living life with fear and jumping anyway.